Thanks, Vanessa. With the headlines at 9:30, I'm Jason Rossum. Good morning. Health officials dealing with the swine flu outbreak have raised the international alert level to 5, indicating that a pandemic is imminent. The government has launched a public health campaign to encourage people to use tissues when they sneeze and wash their hands. Here, 5 people have the virus, including one man from Barnet, who's now in hospital. After the government's defeat yesterday on the Gurkhas, Gordon Brown faces another test, this time on the issue of MPs' expenses. He's brought forward reforms that he wants to see implemented immediately. These include stopping outer London MPs claiming for a second home and requiring all MPs to register full details of payments for outside work. A memorial service has taken place in Basra to honour those who've died as part of the British operation in Iraq. 179 British servicemen and women who've lost their lives in Iraq over the last 6 years are being remembered on a memorial wall. And average house prices fell this month, according to figures from the Nationwide Building Society. The fall of 0.4% follows a rise in prices during March. Time for London's weather now. Here's Wendy Hurrell.
Today, but not persistent rain. There will be one or two showers, though. Hints of brightness and temperatures around 16 degrees and southerly winds. It improves overnight and into tomorrow. More chance of some sunshine. That stays with us throughout the bank holiday weekend with just the risk of a shower.
Those are the headlines. Jules Lang has the travel.
We've got these problems ongoing.